Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And a lot of you know that I, for almost 15 years, might have been more than 15 years, hosted a radio show, call-in radio show, where callers would call in and ask their questions and get coaching on having what they want and creating in the world and being more of who they already are and all that kind of stuff that I talk about in these podcasts. And generally speaking, the average length of time I was on with a caller was 7 minutes. So there wasn't a lot of time, and yet often people would make huge shifts. And I remember one of my students kind of complaining to me in a class where I was teaching about how to coach the way that I coach, that they'd listened to a bunch of my radio shows, and it seemed to them that what happened was somebody would come on and they'd pour out their heart to me. They'd share their biggest problem. And I'd say, blah, 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 blah. And the person would go, oh, my God, that changes everything. And I laughed because it was funny and because it was accurate. But what was interesting is it was clear that they thought that I was incredibly clever, that the reason I could do it was because I was such a student of human behavior that I had analyzed the pattern and I could predict just which things to say would create change. And they felt daunted by that because unless they put in the 15 years or 20 years at that point of study that I'd put in, they were never going to be able to do it. But I knew that wasn't true. And I never quite understood what was true until a few years later. I can't remember what year it came out, but we went at Christmas time. Every Christmas we go to a family movie, and that particular year we went to see Murder on the Orient Express with Kenneth Branagh. And if you don't know the story, it's essentially, I won't ruin the story, but the detective is Hercule Poirot, and he's this immaculate Belgian with a ridiculously elaborate mustache, and he's very just so, and he solves this crime at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem in the 1930s. And as he's leaving to go on his next adventure, one of the young police detectives who was following him around says, "Excuse me, Monsieur Poirot, I hope you don't mind, but how do you do it?" And he said, "What? Well, how do you solve these incredible crimes where nobody else can see what's going on?" And Poirot said, "Some people see the world as it is. I see the world as it should be. And so when something is out of place, it is as obvious to me as, how do you say it, the nose in the middle of your face." And he goes on to say, "which makes me an excellent detective and a very unhappy human being." Now, when I watched that, it wasn't that that was an exact map across to my experience, but it was pretty close, except that I would say, I see things as they are, not as they should be. So when something is out of place, it's as obvious to me as the nose in the middle of your face. And what I've learned to do is poke at it and see what's going on. And the way that I think about it now, most of the time, is what I do is I notice loose threads on a sweater and I pull on them. It's like, that's not quite fitting. Let me pull on that. And sometimes nothing happens, just the whole sweater moves. Sometimes I give it a bit of a tug and it just comes out. But sometimes I pull on that loose thread and the fabric of the sweater, the fabric of their reality, comes apart. And when the fabric of somebody's reality comes apart, scary as that may sound in the abstract, it reveals what's underneath and who we are underneath who we pretend to be, who we are underneath who we're afraid we might be, who we are underneath who we're trying to show people that we are, is absolutely magnificent. But all I ever do is notice when something's out of place and tug at it. And that's why I've always been able to do this, and in fact, anyone can. And the key is not having this incredible repertoire of skills or having this incredible insight into human behavior and cause-effect. It's simply developing your eye for what is. Developing your eye for truth. So that when something isn't true, it kind of bothers you. It's like, what? That's not right. So one of the things I've been hearing a lot lately is I've heard a lot of people since COVID and all the uncertainty of our current times talk about how insecure life is. And I hear that and I go, well, that doesn't make sense. I mean, I get it's uncertain, but what does uncertainty have to do with insecurity? Uncertainty is just true. We either know what's going to happen or we don't. And if we don't, there's uncertainty. If the outcome is not a given, there's uncertainty. But insecurity is worry. Insecurity is an innocent misuse of the gift of thought. Insecurity is a way of thinking about things that's kind of scary. And we can have insecurity in the midst of something that's pretty much a done deal. We can have insecurity in the midst of uncertainty. But we also can have absolute confidence in the midst of something that's a done deal, and absolute confidence in the midst of something that's completely uncertain. So if you want to get better at pulling on threads for yourself or with the people that you care about in your life, you don't need to develop a catalog of human ailments like the DSM. You don't need to develop a catalog of techniques that you can pull out of your backpack at any moment. You just need to become an observer of what is. You need to get a sense of, a feel for, what's true no matter what. What has always been true and always will be true. What is predictive, not just observable after the fact. What's not more true for this group of people than that group of people, or was more true in that time than this time, or is more true in this religion than that religion. What's just true? And the more you see about what's just true, the easier it is to spot what isn't, and the more threads you'll see to pull on. And you don't have to know which threads to pull on. Because if you keep pulling on threads, at some point, untruth will unravel. And in my experience, you will be blown away by what is revealed underneath. Have fun, learn heaps, happy thread pulling, and I'll talk with you soon.